morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm talking to Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
Hey, so let's start with this. The weekend is not the weekend. The weekend is ditching his long-standing, super popular, well-known brand to become Abel Tesfaye. Is that his birth name? Am I saying it right?
Yes, you're saying it
really
right.
It rolls off my tongue. Okay.
Well, you know, I think he says he's going through an awakening of sorts and shifting gears with what he's doing. And he's still going to do music. And he's also working on a series that I think will be premiering. I think it's HBO later this summer. So he's getting into acting. But I think it's that old thing of when you're under contract with a radio label, like a radio label, record label.
Yeah.
You have to do what they say. You have to present yourself as they want you to. So I kind of am thinking maybe they created The Weeknd.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the whole idea of that. And what happens with a lot of artists is once they're out from underneath the thumb and they can start to be a little more of who they are, that's when you see the music shift. That's when you see, you know, the whole way that they present themselves will shift. So I think that might be what's going on here.
Interesting.
He might be out from under the contractual obligations of being The Weeknd, and he needs to be something different now. He needs to be closer to who he is.
And also, to some degree, maybe they own The Weeknd brand and all
yeah.
of that, and he doesn't, you know, but he can be him. As
yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Okay. Meanwhile, we learned this week a couple of interesting notes for Sports Illustrated. The one that got the big attention was Martha Stewart being on the cover and inside at her age. But also, Megan Fox is on the cover in one of the alternate covers, and it turns out that she hates her body. She feels like she has body dysmorphia. She's never looked at herself in a mirror and felt pleased with what she saw, which, you know, the entire world is like, what? Like, how is that possible? But that's not all that uncommon, right?
I think men look at that and go, what? But women struggle with this. And I think it is super common. If you have girls, you have daughters, you're probably already aware. And if you're not aware of it, you need to wake up and start to have those conversations. Because, you know, the woman that looks in the mirror and says she feels fat, even though she's not, what she sees is not what you might be looking at from across the room. It is very, very common. So to have someone like Megan Fox say it, it's really not too shocking. She's just another woman that just, you know, just has a distorted view of herself. And I think it's good that she put it out there because it's a conversation that needs to become more normal because it's a situation for women that is actually very normal. And so instead of, you know, kind of keeping it in the corner, actually bringing it to light might actually be more helpful because women then don't feel so alone that what they're seeing isn't what they really are. And that's a hit to your confidence.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost unfathomable because here you have somebody that basically has, you know, physical perfection and then she is never happy with her body. Like, that tells you how bad
yeah.
the body image stuff mm-hmm. and mental health flowing from body image stuff really
yeah.
is. You know, when we talk about social media is harmful for girls because of this, I mean, that's where it produces. And, you know, if Megan Fox can't be happy, you know what I mean? Like, what
yeah.
hope is there for anybody?
Yeah.
That's the point, right?
Right.
And then on the, you know, the flip side, you got Martha Stewart, who, you know, I think it's interesting. You know, she's certainly not the sort of standard choice, but they're featuring women of age, you know, women who are older. I always find it's a little bit weird, though, because they're focusing on an older woman who still looks very good. And so they're still reinforcing body image, even while they're trying to affirm non-traditional pictures of beauty, right?
Yeah, I think we're, like, inching our way towards reaffirming that because, like you said, we get glimpses of that. We get glimpses of real women in real situations. But they're still a little bit maybe better than the norm. And they
right.
still have the benefit of that hair and makeup and body makeup team and all of the things.
And post-production.
If you give that to any... Yeah, yes, and exactly. But if you give that to any woman can look fantastic with all of those people around her, you know? So you also have to keep that in mind. It's great to feature an 81-year-old that really does look great. But, she's got a lot of help there. And yeah. Women, normal women, don't have that kind of help or that kind of time to have that kind of help.
And I always think, like, imagine the average 75-plus woman doesn't look anything like this. And is she looking at that feeling like, oh, man, woe is me? You know, like, does it really help, and to what degree does it help? And I'm very torn on this, obviously, as you can hear. All right, I got to ask you this question. You are always good for a straight opinion. The Harry and Meghan paparazzi chase of the century, did it or didn't it happen? What do you think, Kate Meehan?
I think they got in a car and they tried to drive in New York City. I think that happened. I'm sure that happened.
So this is based on a true story? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. It might depend upon who you ask, and it seems to depend upon who you ask. But I think what probably happens is that whenever you put Harry in a situation that remotely resembles what happened with his mother,
yeah,
I think he gets very triggered and freaks out. And I think Meghan is right there with him. Now, do I think they had a high-speed chase? No, that's not possible. If you've ever tried to drive in New York, and especially the area that they were driving in, you're coming off of Times Square. You're not going anywhere fast. You're lucky if you get through a block without hitting another light. It just doesn't move that way. Now, if they were surrounded by cops, that would create a trapped feeling for sure, where maybe you didn't have a chase, but if you're surrounded by these people and you're feeling unsafe and you can't move, that's a whole other situation. And maybe if they went with that, the angle would have worked a whole lot better because it would have been more realistic. And, you know, if you're trapped in a situation where you're not feeling safe or it feels very uneasy, that anxiety builds. So did they have a high-speed chase? No. It was totally exaggerated. And also, they made note of the fact that, you know, the royal family didn't comment. Why would they?
Right.
You know, if you spend so much time trying to separate yourself and firing right. shots at these people, they're not going to comment on what happens to you on the other side of the pond. That's just not a realistic thing to look for.
No, I think that's a really good note about how, you know, like the average person gets into an elevator, no problem. The claustrophobe freaks out, right? And Harry's got reason, you know, to perceive these things in a totally different way. You know what? Can you hang on for just a second, Kate? Hang on for just a second, because I have one or two other things I really want to talk about with you that are interesting to me. Let's get traffic on the fives from Candy first.
Okay. I was like, come on, bring on the Kate. Burgess and Songbird Drive in Pensacola showing an accident. I am showing that is a block this morning. Again, that's East Burgess and Songbird Drive. So keep that in mind right near 29 there. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Kate Meehan. Okay, Taylor Swift yells at a security guard for a little bit too aggressive enforcement of what he perceives as rules to be, and she calls him out and, like, rewards the fans. Is this weird, common, just Taylor being Taylor? I'm not quite sure how to read this story.
I think this is actually really good because I have been at other events where I've watched a security guard get way too aggressive over literally nothing, and I think it's a power trip sometimes. I think they're dealing with, you know, younger people sometimes, which gives them a bigger sense of authority. And I think it really is a problem. And so the fact that she called it out and she had to keep yelling at him to get him to stop, I think it's definitely important. And the only way to really kind of rein in some of these people is if the artists start to shine a light on it, because that's when the venues are going to really notice. It's not just, you know, you calling after a show and making a complaint, but if the artist complains, that's when the protocols might change a little bit. That's when they might get tougher. They might start firing people that are too aggressive. So I hope that her speaking up, and there have been other instances where artists have stopped their show to deal with a security guard that's just not handling things correctly. But I hope it is something that becomes more popular when it happens, because it'll help keep people in line that need to be kept in line.
Yeah, and credit to her, now that I kind of understand the story better, because she's always been sort of the singer of the people, you know, always caring about the fans, the little guy, the people, right? And I think a lot of, unfortunately, as you and I both well know, the superstars are, you know, divas, and it would never occur to them to care, you know, that a security guard is, you know, mishandling or being over aggressive. All they want to know is that they're safe. And so I kind of admire that about her as well. All right, last one.
The fact that she saw it, too. She saw it. In Philly, you're talking 20,000 people minimum, and she saw it and stopped things. It shows that some of these artists are very aware of what is happening in front of their faces as well, which is good.
All right, last one, 20 seconds. Why does Johnny Depp have Jack Sparrow teeth?
Because he doesn't care.
Fair enough. I'll leave it at that.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
You don't care.
I mean, does he have to, really? Probably not. Good point. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
749 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola Hardware is a fabulous place to go. Look, I dare you. If you've never, you hear me talk about them, you're like, oh, I go to this hardware store or that hardware store. Okay, fine. I understand. Just go one time. Just go, make it a day. You know, make it a, you're downtown for whatever reason. Just stop in at 20 East Gregory Street. Look at the houseware stuff in the front. Go in the back and just kind of I'm just going to go see it. I've never seen it. I'm going to go see it. It's the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. It's a history expedition, okay? So you're going to go do a historical thing, and then you tell me it's not amazing. I mean, like, seriously, you will be blown away. And that's all. I just dare you. And if you got a project, ask them for help. I dare you to do that, too, because what you'll find, they actually know what they're talking about. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
There's something new at Pete Boer Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers.